Camden, New Jersey received a new label this week. The city, long known for poverty and violence, was called a symbol of promise for the nation. And that came from President Obama. He praised the efforts by police there to improve community relations. Camden still has a high crime rate, but the president says its progress makes it a model for others. NPR's Jeff Brady reports that changes in Camden start with officers on the street.
The first thing Officer Virginia Matias does after driving to her assigned neighborhood is get out of her patrol car. She walks down a street that used to be busy with people buying and selling drugs. Now it's a sleepier scene with a few residents coming to the corner store. Matias greets the owner in Spanish.
Hello, ¿cómo te están? ¿Cómo está el negocio? Bien. ¿Hay problema?
Yeah, I just asked him how was the business, and he says it's been calm. He hasn't had any problems.
Daily conversations like this are one of the changes Camden made 2 years ago.
It's better to be walking around and talking to people than just passing by in the vehicle, because you're not really getting to know anyone if you're in your vehicle the whole time that you're patrolling.
These foot patrols are all about building relationships, says Rutgers University criminology professor Lewis Tuthill. And now he's researching what effect that has on crime rates.
And what I found was is that for all crimes generally, the foot patrols decrease crime between about 10% and 19%, depending on the quarter.
Tuthill says some violent crime statistics fell the most.
Robberies with a firearm had a decrease of 51%.
That has longtime residents like Phyllis Perry feeling safer.
Wherever you walk around, there go a cop, so it made the big difference.
And are they in cars or walking around or
they
what?
They walking, they on bikes, they in cars, they everywhere.
The city dissolved the police department in 2013, including the existing union contract, and let the county take over. With the savings, more officers were hired, and two police stations opened in neighborhoods, something Michael Horace appreciates.
Now they're close by, so anything that goes on, they're right there. Any fights, gunshots, anything that's going on, within a matter of seconds, they're right there.
In 2012, the year before these changes, there were 67 murders in Camden. Last year, that number fell by more than half. But with a long history of gang violence, residents like Virgilio Matias worry it won't last.
Well, once those guys start fighting at each other, ain't gonna be no peace out here.
In the past, when violence erupted, police would swarm the neighborhood, scaring everyone back into their homes, including law-abiding citizens. Now, Police Chief Scott Thompson says part of his job is to encourage residents to come back out, even in neighborhoods with a history of problems.
We bring in ice cream trucks, and we'll put them on the corner and let the ice cream play, and then we put word out on social media, and we tell our community cops that when they're out there walking the beat, to tell everybody, hey, come and get some free ice cream.
Thompson says that helps reduce crime.
It makes it very difficult for the bad folks who like to operate with a sense of anonymity and like to own the streets. They're now the minority surrounded by good people.
And he says criminals no longer have the streets to themselves. Even as Camden is praised for changes like this, some critics still see evidence of old school police tactics that they say don't work.
We have serious concerns about the sharp increase in arrests and summonses for nonviolent petty offenses.
Udi Ofer is executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey.
Summonses for tinted car windows increased 381% to just under 1,000, and disorderly conduct saw nearly a 43% increase in 1 year.
The police say more officers mean more citations, and they're targeting the people who cause the most problems. But Ofer also notes excessive force complaints have risen. The experiment with new policing methods in Camden is only 2 years old. Ofer says before it's held up as a model for other cities, it deserves more examination. Jeff Brady, NPR News.